Welcome back to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. During these final weeks of the Advent season, please make plans to worship with First Hurst at one of our five Christmas Eve candlelight services. The Norwood campus at 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 11 p.m. First Hurst Espanol also at 4 p.m., or the Trails campus at 5 p.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Christmas.
Wednesday, December 18th, He Conforms Us to Christ's Image, by Todd Campbell. Romans 8:29 tells us, "For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son." You know, one of the greatest joys of any parent is to see their child or children grow with every step forward and sometimes backwards into fully functioning adults. No doubt there are times we wonder if they will ever make it. And Melissa and I have sure been there, and maybe we still are. But for the follower of Jesus, it is seeing our children come to faith in Jesus and grow to follow Him with abandon that brings us the most joy. It was no different for Jesus' earthly parents, Mary and Joseph. Watching their son grow up day by day, they were clearly blown away with what was happening before them. Luke chapter 2, verse 52 tells us, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. As Jesus sat among the teachers in the temple, asking them questions, He grew in wisdom. Doing the work of a carpenter alongside his father Joseph, his physical development took shape. Perhaps he even began displaying some of his mother Mary's own features. As he spent time alone with God, as he studied the scriptures, and as he began his earthly ministry by being baptized by John, there is no doubt that his heavenly Father was pleased. And through it all, he grew in favor with those who needed him most, those with physical ailments, those who were poor in spirit and in life, those in bondage to sin, and the list goes on and on. But think about it. Spiritually, it was ultimately his image into which they would develop. 2 Corinthians 3:18 tells us, "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." You know, in the same way, the Spirit of God is still conforming Christ's followers into His image today. It is Christ in us, God with us, who is conforming us into His own image. He is at work in us, transforming us to be like Himself. And as He does so, the fruit of His work can be found in our lives as we love one another, as we walk in joy, as we know His peace, as we express His patience, His kindness, His goodness, His faithfulness, His gentleness, and His self-control. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23. And He does this as we yield ourselves to Him. Are you positioning yourself for Him to do His work through your time alone with Him, through your obedience to His word, through your ministry to others, through your gospel conversations with those around you? If so, then there's no doubt, as the Apostle Paul reminds us in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, "And I am sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ."
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.